from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Who among us is ready for the weekend? Anyone? Anyone? Yeah, two hands in the air that I can see. Mine and Manny's. We're both ready for the weekend. Manny, are you wearing squeaky shoes in honor of the weekend? Or is this a non-squeaky shoe show?
It's a non-squeaky shoe show. Thank heavens.
It's a shoe show, not the other kind of show that also starts with an SH. It's not that kind of show. At least not yet.
Well,
the night is young.
That's right.
The night is very young. Who's ready for the weekend? Hands in the air, wave them around like you just don't care. We are a few hours from our weekend. Yours will soon follow, unless, of course, your work schedule tracks with ours. And then, boom, baby, it's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. I'm excited. I'm excited because, well, a couple of reasons. Because we are now inside of 2 weeks to go until the NFL season kicks off. We're getting close. In addition to that, we've got week zero on the college football schedule staring us in the face. Collectively, the face. We don't all share a face. Unless it's the college football face. You guys, it's football season. So, in honor of football season, not fall yet. We can't really talk about how it's fall because we're decidedly not fall. Although, I got to tell you the truth. 3 nights in a row of having our windows open at home. I'm a little jealous because we don't have windows here in studio. But Bob and the crew at home, windows open. Upstairs, downstairs, skylight open in our upstairs bathroom, which is actually one of my favorite features of this old house. It's so nice, the breeze. I know it was a 3-day respite and it's about to get hot and humid again, which is no bueno for me as I'm 5 weeks away from my next half marathon. But I'll soldier on. I don't love running in the heat and humidity, so don't ask me why I signed up for a half marathon in late September, except that last year I did the same race and it was a tropical storm, 50 to 60 mile per hour winds and temps in the 40s. And I was soaked because it was pouring down rain. So anything has got to be better than that.
That sounds lovely.
Yeah. A year later, I'm determined that I can finish faster than I did in the tropical storm. So I suppose that's why I'm a glutton for punishment. There's no way it will be two tropical storms in 2 years. but training in the heat is not my favorite thing. So I'm thankful for what's been a few almost inexplicable days in mid-August in which we've had temps that have barely gotten into the 70s during the daytime. And at night, even in New York City, temps have been 60 degrees. How about that? That's a taste of fall. But we're not there yet. Still a month to go until we officially hit the fall season, until we officially get to autumn. But football signals that it's just around the corner, right? Right. Final weekend of NFL preseason, first weekend of the college football season. So I got to ask you, what's your favorite thing about football? Or I guess we have to say, what's your favorite thing about football season? I suspect, though, that when I ask this question, I'm going to get a bunch of responses of the hopes that my team will win the Super Bowl, which, okay, I have zero hopes that my favorite team will win the Super Bowl, so that won't be my answer. 855-212-4227. What's your favorite thing about football season? Maybe
the guy is drunk.
Maybe it's Kevin Harlan. Maybe it's a favorite tradition at a stadium where you go. Maybe it's the dog pound if you're a Cleveland Browns fan. I once went to a game there and the dog pound actually scared me. I was much younger. I was a kid. They scared me there. I was nervous about them. Or maybe it's a tailgate, or maybe it's a tradition at home where you watch with family. Football tends to bring us together across, well, party lines, across various cultural and ethnic and geographical barriers. We connect with people over football. My favorite and most brilliant opinion from After Hours in 12 years, I'm pretty sure it's my favorite. We agree about nothing in this country except the NFL. Not even college football can we say, do we all agree on, only because it's much bigger in certain pockets of the country. As I was telling Sandra Golden, if you missed her, she joined us from Atlanta in the final hour of our last show. And she's an FSU alum, and the Noles, obviously, are playing this weekend and taking on Georgia Tech, who's right there in Atlanta. And so Sandra, who is getting ready to host her own show on our affiliate, 92.9 The Game, in the ATL, we were talking about college football and asked her the best part of the season, college football season. And to think about all the pomp and circumstance, but also the traditions that we have watching with our favorite people. Yeah, it's true. Football brings us together like nothing else does. The NFL definitely brings us together like nothing else does. But I told Sandra, my 4 years in Oklahoma really were my indoctrination into the religion of college football. You can call it a cult if you like. It doesn't appeal to everyone. Although you can be in Big Ten country, which is not the South. And honestly, now Big Ten country extends from California and Oregon all the way to New Jersey. So you've got former Pac-12 teams. You've got Rutgers in New Jersey, who is now part of the Big Ten, has been for a couple years. I think woefully outmatched, but either way. So the Big Ten country is coast to coast. The SEC is not far behind. You've got the Pac-2 or the Big East.
Or the Tupac.
The Pac. No. The Tupac. I like that better. That is kind of funny, actually. Oh, dear. I'm not sure. Is that politically incorrect? I don't think we're supposed to be laughing at that. Maybe. What's your favorite thing about football season? Whether it's a college stadium that you attend, whether it's watching with your buds, whether it's the fact that you dress up your dog. Maybe it's Ugga. I don't know. I love Ugga. That's one of my favorite things, is to watch the live animal college mascots, even though I do worry about them because I hear some of them are drugged, like Bevo. I've married into a Longhorn family, but long before I married into this said family, I was a fan of Bevo, but also worried about him, as I love Longhorns, and I don't know. I just get nervous about him being on drugs. Maybe it's not true. maybe he's full possession of his senses during game days. So we've got our phone number, 855-212-4227 at A-Law Radio, plus our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. And we'll get a post up on social soon, sooner rather than soon. Actually, it's going to have to wait till the break because that's as early as I can do it. And as much as I do enjoy working with Manny, squeaky shoes or no, I have not given anyone access to the social media. Now, you have the network account. I suppose you could put up a network post, but I like to claim it. If it comes from our show, I think we should have our name on it.
And I'll give it a good old retweet.
Nice. In 50, as in 50, 50 minutes from the Bay Area, Ted Wynn, who covers the NFL for The Athletic, paying close attention to the Colts and Anthony Richardson because they were among the teams kicking off the final weekend of the NFL preseason. Shane Steichen's second season there in Indy had Gardner Minshew as the starting quarterback for most of the 23 season. But Richardson, who will, let's hope, go full force into year number two and be completely healthy. I do want to see what those two can do together. I really do want to see the potential for Richardson. And so when Ted Wynn joins us, we'll talk about the Colts a little bit. And also a jam-packed AFC overall, but AFC North, AFC East, AFC South can all be really competitive. I don't know that I have high hopes for the AFC West, but I'll keep an open mind for a month or so. I keep asking this question, who or what poses the greatest challenge to the Chiefs? And I'll have to ask Ted as well. So a brand new guest from The Athletic, Ted Wynn, in the Bay Area as we close in on the NFL season. Wow. I can't wait. At the same time, I feel this way every August. As much as I can't wait, there's also this reminder and this gut check, if you will, that football runs my life post-Labor Day. However, it's been a tough summer in terms of radio show continuity. It's shop talk. Don't worry about it. If you haven't noticed, great. Producer Pete is not starting on the show till post-Labor Day.
He's got a great time.
He's got three more shows with his great time on with Maggie and Perloff. So he's apparently back from vacation. We actually are supposed to do our first planning/brainstorming call on Friday, which I'm excited about. But he still has to wrap up on his show where he's, spent the last 12 years, nearly 12 years, not with these particular hosts, but on that time slot.
And I'm out of touch.
So I'm excited for him. Actually, if you're going to play Producer Pete Drops, you really should get into the Chubby Bunny World Championship that he narrated when Sean Morash, who's no longer with the network, but a previous host here, part of the DA show, Sean nearly died choking on marshmallows, gagging on marshmallows, and Pete was narrating because I was also in here attempting to win a world championship. Just as a side note, I usually gag after four. Anyway, Sean had bragged that he would be able to stuff double-digit marshmallows into his cheeks. And when he came up woefully short, Pete was merciless in smack-talking against him. So if you are able to find it, it is one of the funniest segments that we've ever done here. It's actually on our YouTube channel if you want to watch it. And then as part of that, not only was Matt the Musher, also, he was actually joining us from Alaska on a Zoom call, but producer Jay projectile vomited a marshmallow that hit the microphone right in front of him. But this nice. Is only after Sean nearly died here on After Hours while Pete cackled.
Sounds about Mirage too.
Oh, it's fantastic. So anyway, if we can find that, it might be worth it because you'll get to see, you could see it on YouTube. You'll get to hear Pete cackling, howling with laughter because Sean's about to keel over. It's amazing. So we'll see if we can put Manny on the job. And that might be something that we can do just because it's a Friday funny. It's a funny Friday ahead of us. And we want you to be laughing heading into the weekend. What's your favorite thing about football season? That's the question on the table. Not that we can forsake the end of baseball. I say the end. Oh my gosh, they still have 5 weeks to go. But what did we just talk about 24 hours ago? Manny, what did we just talk about from baseball season just a few hours ago?
The type of season Aaron Judge has been putting together.
Right. And I did a sports minute. Not that anyone heard it because we had... We actually need to talk about that, Manny. Well, hold on. I want to go off on that tangent because it'll completely get me sidetracked. We had a personnel issue on Thursday morning, and I did a sports minute about the history that is now burgeoning for both Ellie De La Cruz and Aaron Judge. And Manny and I did over-unders on the number of steals for Ellie and the number of home runs this season for Aaron Judge. Now, that was kind of taking into account that we have a week to go in August. He was sitting on 47 as of Wednesday night, and we needed him to get to 50 before the month was done. Oh, okay. Mission accomplished.
The pitch. Swing and a fly ball. Deep down the right field line. Brennan's only going to watch. It is gone. Onto the porch. Aaron Judge, he strikes again as he turns up the slug in the fourth. Home run number 48, 1-0 Yankees. Runners go, the pitch reached for and lifted high in the air, center field. Freeman's moving back. Freeman's near the wall. He leaps at the wall and it's gone! Onto the netting, over Monument Park in straightaway center field, a scud missile off the bat of Giancarlo Stanton. He hits a three-run homer. And the Yankees have busted it open in the fifth. They are ahead 5-0. Swing and a bouncer over toward third. Playing for Cabrera, he fields, throws to first. It's in time. The ball game is over. And the New York Yankees, they take the rubber game from the Cleveland Guardians. 6-0 the final.
The Yankees are able to split with the Guardians. And remember, this is a race for best record in the American League. Still a long way to go, but we're on Aaron Judge watch. He is now sitting on 48. Could you imagine exiting August and you're already on 50 home runs? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence. We did the over-under at 67. Is that what we set the line at? And both Manny and I went under a smidge or a skosh. However, just to get 60 again, when he smashed 62, which was the American League home run record, just to get to 60 again in multiple seasons, 2 out of 3, wow.
If it comes with a ring and a lot of fun in the playoffs, and definitely that'd be cool. But like I said the other day, I'm just trying to do whatever I can each day to put ourselves in a good position to win a ball game. And, you know, especially these games against Cleveland, who, you know, we'll definitely see down the road, and we're fighting for the best, you know, best record in the AL.
Look, anything's possible with him. You know, I think he just wants to be great every day and help us win. So nothing would surprise me.
The voice of Aaron Boone after the voice of Aaron Judge. Seriously, could you have a more perfect answer to the question of hitting 60-plus home runs in two different seasons? And his response is, if it comes with a championship and a ring, sure, bring it on. And honestly, it might take that for the Yankees to win another World Series or even get to another World Series. But impressive what Judge has done to this point, notwithstanding. And I think it is worth noting, right? Like we talked about, Juan Soto already has a career high. Is it 36 home runs? For now, at this point, he's hitting in front of Judge in the Yankees lineup. Giancarlo Stanton was dropped to fifth on Thursday, but he has 3 RBI and a home run himself. If they can get that kind of production from anyone other than Aaron Judge, or Giancarlo, or excuse me, or Juan Soto, that's humongous. If Ben Rice, who's hitting in the nine spot, can come up with an RBI, right? Anything other than relying completely on Aaron Judge, the Yankees can be formidable. But unfortunately, as they've made the playoffs in, I don't know, the past three, 4 years, what inevitably seems to happen is whatever offense they had just dries up. And that includes Judge. There have been stretches where he's not produced in the playoffs either. So yeah, home runs in the regular season, they're like fireworks. They can be fun, good highlight reel moments. But this Yankees team, especially the guys who've been there for a few years, Aaron Boone, obviously included in that equation, they're in prove-it mode. Because really, it's put-up or shut-up time for this group of Yankees. But, and I know they don't hand out any rings in August, they are playing well at this stretch. 75 wins, which is best record in the American League, and only one win behind the pace set by the Dodgers, who were off on Thursday. Yeah, and I don't want to get ahead of myself, because not only are rings not handed out in August, but neither are MVPs. But is this the most uninteresting MVP race or pair of MVP races that we've seen in years? Between Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani? Look at your face. I can't tell if you're contemplating.
I'm really trying to think about an MVP race that wasn't as close as this one. It really has been incredibly one-sided. Those in Kansas City will say Bobby Witt Jr. has been having a heck of a season, but mm-hmm. I mean, if Charles Barkley didn't play at the same time as Michael Jordan, maybe he'd have a couple of rings. You know what I mean?
Right. You never do operate in a vacuum. I mean, think about how many more titles the Cleveland Cavaliers might have if it weren't for the Golden State Warriors. Right?
If Patrick Ewing made a layup, you know what I mean?
A-Law Radio is where you can find me on Twix. Also on our Facebook page. Just got this message from Nathan. Today is my birthday, and I'm planning on going to the Phillies-Royals game. Have a great weekend. Well, Nathan, happy birthday. Thank you so much for listening. Who's ready for the weekend? But more pertinent question, who's ready for football? What is your favorite thing about football season? 855-212-4227. Definitely Patrick's laugh. We are off and running. It's not Taylor Swift. Into our final show of the work week. Looking forward to connecting with you. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
You are listening to the After Hours podcast.
The 0-1 pitch coming to Vientos. Bouncing ball up the middle and through. Base hit going in the center. McNeil is in. Taylor coming home. No throw to the plate. Lindor gets his second. Mark Vientos, two-run bouncing ball up the middle. A two-run single makes it 5-1. Huge insurance in the ninth for the Mets. 0-1. Winker drives the ball left center field. Profar over to the gap. Can't get there. It dunks in for a hit. Alonso racing to third. Sarbaugh waving him around. The cutoff door to the plate to get Alonso is offline. Alonso scores. Winker to third. 7-1 Mets in the ninth. 4 for New York here in San Diego late, and they take a 7-1 lead.
They took that mood to the West Coast, and as the Mets begin a road trip, they explode for 5 runs in the ninth against the Padres. That's the call on the Mets radio network. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence as we talk about tight races. It's been pretty tight atop the NL West for most of the last few weeks. Except that Padres, ever since we talked to Sammy Leavitt, who made his play-by-play debut on the Padres radio network earlier in the week with a couple of games, ever since then, they've taken a couple steps back. So we'll see. I do expect them to stabilize. They've got a lot of confidence. Even though they've slipped half game behind the Diamondbacks and now 4.5 behind the Dodgers, it's still a very tight race. All three of those teams are 70-plus wins. But for the Mets, this is a big deal. Maybe bigger than it is for the Padres, simply because they are trying to hang in as best they can with the Atlanta Braves in the NL East. And again, we talked to Sandra Golden from our Atlanta affiliate on Thursday morning, and I asked her, how do the Braves find staying power and how do they stay afloat in this race? But it's not just about hanging on to what is right now the third wild card spot in the National League, but it's also about holding off the Mets behind them, right? And the Giants and the Cardinals right now still a little too far back to get excited, but both those teams are hovering right around 500 and could make some noise in the final 5 weeks. But yeah, there's plenty of traffic now in the NL East for the Braves, just in that division alone. They've got to be aware of what's in the rearview mirror. So this was a big victory for the New York Mets against the Padres, and they just kept going station to station there in the ninth inning. 855-212-4227, that's our toll-free line, keeping an eye on some of the Major League Baseball headlines and races, which are great. Houston Astros, this is phenomenal. But we do see this over the course of baseball seasons fairly regularly, especially when it comes to really good teams that have a recent history or a pattern of success. The Houston Astros were 10 games back in the AL West on June 18th. 10 games back of the Mariners on June 18th. Remember, the Texas Rangers World Series champs also started very slow. But the Astros, who've been to 7 consecutive American League Championship Series, came out of the gate hobbled, limping, inept, 7-19. That was their record to start. And they were 10 games back as recently as June 18th. Now, it's a couple months ago, but still, 10 games back. Since then, they have put the pedal to the metal, and the Mariners, while they've had some surges, they've done more backpedaling than surging. You're going the wrong way. And now, not only have the Mariners lost that entire lead in the American League West, but based on what the Astros have done, and they found their footing, they've got especially the top of their lineup that's been lethal. The Mariners have gone from being 10 up in the division to 5.5 games back. They have fallen to 500. 8 losses in their last 9 games. For those of you who are with us, shoot, was it the beginning of last week or the week before? It's been in the last couple of weeks. We actually had a conversation with an insider and a writer who covers the Mariners. And one of the head-scratching elements of the Mariners is that they lead the majors in ERA. They have the best team ERA in all of baseball. But the offense is woeful. Julio Rodriguez has been in and out of the lineup. As much as that pitching staff does, and this is starters as well as their bullpen and their closers, they're only plus 14 in run differential. And this is for a division leader for a good portion of the season. So two things at work. The Astros have found their footing, and the Mariners, they've been a disaster. Mostly over these last couple weeks. But I'm sure it's frustrating to see, not just for fans, but for the front office. Scott Service, of course, whether he could see the writing on the wall or not, he recently had a team meeting trying to encourage the guys, but he ends up losing his job on Thursday, even after honestly speaking about the stretch that they were going through.
Guys are frustrated. You know, we have really struggled to do anything offensively on a consistent basis, and that's what it takes. You got to score runs, especially on the road. We have not done that.
But how frustrating. Best ERA in all of baseball for that pitching staff, and still forget the one step forward, two steps back anymore. It's just the back, 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 back. It's been rough. But the Astros, it's to their gain. And they just got Justin Verlander back in their rotation. Alex Bregman, they're being careful with him. But he's back in the lineup again, too. And so it's starting to look more and more like cream rising to the top. Just because they've been the most consistent team in the American League over the past seven seasons. I know, trash cans. So we'll talk about the Astros coming up, as well as Anthony Richardson. Start of the final weekend of the NFL preseason. Wasn't that long ago he was playing college football, though not a whole lot of college football. That's kind of the challenge with him, is that he just hasn't played a whole lot of games. What's your favorite thing about football season, Marco Belletti? The fact that you can recite every Giants offensive line for the past 25 years?
It gets difficult over the last 12, all the interchanging parts.
Over the last 12, he said. Manny, yeah. Not kidding.
If not more.
If I put him on the spot right now and said, go back to Super Bowl I, can you name every starting quarterback tandem for every Super Bowl since then? It would take an hour, but he can do it.
Yeah, no,
Marco Belletti, ladies and gentlemen.
He can do it.
Is that really that?
It's very useful knowledge.
I think it's cool.
Really?
You
if
can
I could use it for good
friends,
instead of for stupid.
What about trivia nights?
Oh, yeah. Have a lot of those coming up.
We should do a trivia night right here. Only if Marco's on my team.
Yeah. Everybody would be enthralled there. Oof.
I would be enthralled. Yeah.
I don't know. Favorite part? I don't. As soon as kick it off, let's go. I mean, honestly, it's ready.
Why
for
does he always
season.
Refuse to answer the question?
I don't know.
I put a question
what's the favorite
out there.
Part? I don't know.
Your
the
favorite part of football season? Let's hope not that. a tradition. Does your oldest son like football?
Nope. Doesn't like sports at all.
Your daughter's going to love it. Just wait. She is going to be all about football with dad.
She hasn't shown that yet. We'll see.
She's
four.
I don't know.
I don't know what the 10-year-old loathes all sports. Can't stand it. Hates them all.
That's amazing.
My daughter, the 4-year-old, hasn't really kind of done much. And the one thing is, though, is I'm not, this would be the first like couple of years that I'm home on Sundays, and they're not necessarily always there to watch the games with me. So I don't know if they're going to gravitate to it or not.
You might actually have the TV and the living room all to yourself on Sundays?
Sometime last year I got the giant window, because they play at 1 o'clock when they bury a lot of the bad teams. That's usually where the Giants are, and they play in that window. So I get usually a few hours, because my wife likes to take them, and she'll drop off the youngest at her parents' house when she goes to church. So I get to watch the first couple hours of the games in peace, and then they come in, and I watch games with basically the mute on, because they're in background noise as they run around like lunatics.
That sounds fun.
It is. It's a lot of fun, as long as I can actually just enjoy the Giant game. So if you're asking me a favorite part,
yes.
The Giant game, as long as they don't give me agita, which is inevitable.
Yeah, most of the last few years, for sure. So favorite part for Marco is the couple hours when he can actually listen to what's happening on TV.
It's cool when you can hear the commentators. Everybody kept
not
asking
necessary,
me.
Not but yes, cool.
Everybody kept asking me, how do you like Tony Romo? Haven't heard him. It took like 4 years. I had no idea. He seems to predict the future, well, does he? I didn't know that.
He doesn't generally have anything to do with Giants games, though.
Well, even still, but I don't have the volume on. It was either at work and you can't have the volume on, or I've got children running around like lunatics. Like, you can have the volume all you want. I don't hear anything anyway. I hear them screaming.
Nice. All right. So first couple hours of that early window for the Giants games for Marco. Manny, what about you? Favorite thing about football season? I'm going with the food, if anyone wants to know for me. But I do like the football, but the offshoot is the food.
I mean, I'm also a Giants fan, so I think my favorite part of football season is Sunday night football and Monday night football when the actual good teams are playing. And you're like, oh, so this is what it's supposed to look like on the field.
Yeah, they play different games.
Neither really one of do. You they has really any hope at all.
On who?
I'm a little crazy this year. I actually think the Giants will make the playoffs. That's hot take, if you will. I'm never optimistic.
Surely he must be talking about the San Francisco Giants.
I'm very serious. I actually think they're going to surprise a lot of people this year.
Can I tell you something really funny? The pastor of my church is also a massive Giants fan, but not one time, and I've been going to this church for 11 years, not one time has he ever said anything positive. He is the king of sarcastic comments about the Giants on Sundays. He's constantly using them as an analogy or a metaphor.
Well, they give him a lot of material.
They do.
They really have. And I've
adversity.
And I'm, again, I'm pessimistic at nature. If you've listened, you've heard, you know. I'm very optimistic about this year. I don't know what it is that's making me so optimistic, but I do love the fact that everybody thinks they're garbage and they're not paying attention to the actual
team. Well, that's good, though. You fly underneath the radar.
And that's good for them, and I think they're going to surprise a lot of people. They're going to be one of those teams that's a royal pain in the ass that you don't want to play.
That can be fun. The role of spoiler.
I would be... I think they're a little better than spoiler, but I think they're going to be one of those teams that's going to, it's going to give you agita. But you're a football fan. You're going to get agita regardless. So that's, yes, that comes with the territory.
That's the chili.
I think they're going to be better than people give them a lot of credit for. And
nice.
That's fine.
Write it down. Write it down.
3-14. Let's go, boys.
At A-Law Radio. And then also on our Facebook page, I will put a post up. It's happening. What's your favorite thing about football season? I'm looking more for traditions, although I do like the 2 hours of being able to listen to the commentators on the game without lunatics running around. That does sound peaceful there. Well, until the team is awful.
Yeah, and then they usually show up in the fourth quarter when it's like a three-point game.
A 3-3 game.
Well, that's usually with the Giants. Yeah, it's awful. It's miserable. It's 10-6. It's raining, but they're in it. And everybody comes flying in the door. Can we watch Bluey? No, we can't watch Bluey.
Here's the iPad.
Where'd you come from? Get out of here.
Don't take parenting lessons from Marco on Sundays. So find us online. The post is going up. 855-212-4227. We're heading into a funny Friday. We'll just, Marco makes it that way. Here's our latest sports update. Don't take parenting tips from him. And here's Marco Belletti.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Heading into one of the final summer weekends, but there is value in saying farewell to summer. I know, hear me out. Football. Oh, and the food. I love the food during football season. I'm not sure if that's a tradition. I think it is, though. A tradition experience. I am the queen of chili. You've never had chili like mine. And no, Wendy's chili does not count. Though I used to really like it, but not anymore. My husband swears that Texas chili is way better. No, I take that back. He doesn't swear it's way better because now he's tasted probably 3 or 4 different versions of my chili. I never make it the same way twice. But he does tell me that I need to try Texas chili sometime this fall. It's nothing but meat. That's it. It's meat and seasonings. And it sounds very boring, but he tells me it's really good. And that's Texas. So I'm going to have to, maybe at some point, unless I make it first and then we don't ever have, or what if he makes it? And then I sneak back into the kitchen when he's doing something else and add veggies and stuff and beans. Would that be wrong?
I hope he wouldn't notice.
You don't think he would notice if I added things to his Texas chili?
I mean, I think he would.
Oh, yeah, he would notice.
But yeah, that's why I'm probably advising against it. Me personally, I'm a meat lover's pizza type of guy. So, I mean, give me all the meats.
All the meats. I've had chili with bacon in it before. Oh, delicious. Isaac, he asked for chili with bacon in it. So I came up with a recipe that had bacon. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence at A-Law Radio. It's up. I did it. Because it's here. College football kicks off this weekend. The NFL is not far behind. What is your favorite football tradition or experience? Again, it's 855-212-4227. And then our Facebook page as well. Let's talk to Scott, who's in L.A. Scott, welcome to the show.
Hey, I appreciate it so much. And you know what? I was actually just going to talk about my favorite tradition for football. But when you said your chili experience, I have to tell you, my sister, she says that she's a vegetarian, but after Thanksgiving, she sneaks into the kitchen and grabs a turkey.
Well, I think some people who eat primarily vegetarian also eat turkey and fish and chicken, but I could be wrong. Maybe it's not her.
I'll tell you this, though. The best experience, and I think this is one that you probably would never hear before, is the smell of the fresh grass.
Ooh, I like that. Did you know that smell is our sense that produces the most nostalgia? A particular scent or smell can put us right back in the middle of a previous memory or experience. Apparently, it is the one of our 5 senses that's most closely associated with our memories. How about that?
Wow. Okay, yeah. That was very deep.
Well, I have a very keen sense of smell, for better or for worse. And so it does very often remind me of the past and different moments when I can smell a particular scent. And I love the freshly cut grass, too, especially when it's mine and it's done. Or if someone else is cutting it. Yeah.
Well, but I'll tell you, though, there's nothing like that smell that tells me football season is here.
Ooh, very good. Now, what are your teams that you cheer for?
Oh, God, I don't even want to say it because it's just so old. I'm a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
But, I mean, I've been a Cowboys fan since Tony Dorsett, if you know how old I was through the 90s Cowboys, and I've been through the Jerry Jones, right now, I think that he is, I hate to say it, but maybe a little. Well, maybe he's losing it a little bit.
Well, the thing is, he's got his brother and his daughter who work with him, though. So even if he was losing it a little bit, they're right there with him. I don't know that you can say it's all on him. Honestly, I feel like people give him a bad rap, and it is true that some of his decisions and some of the things that he says are a little questionable, but the thing is, he put together a roster that has won multiple NFC East titles, as well as earned, you know, top seed. Well, not top seeds. Earned two seed last year in the playoffs. So if we're going to blame Jerry for the lack of an NFC championship appearance in how many decades, shouldn't he also get credit for the roster that he's put there on paper? They had a team that could win last season. That game against the Packers was a disaster. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.